Money management, pages 26 through 39. Expenses can be classified into three categories. Fixed expenses cost the same every time, often a set monthly payment. These are easy to plan for because you know how much needs to be paid and when. The downside is the amount is set by someone else, so you can't adjust your payment if money is tight. So fixed expenses, gym memberships, car loans, student loans, cell phone bill. Variable expenses are often expenses where the amount is different each time, such as paying for groceries or gas. The advantage is that you can control over how much it'll be. For example, you can change how often you eat out and where you go. So if your money is really tight, you could just stop eating out and save yourself some cash. Variable expenses, food, entertainment, and cell phone bills, pay as you go. One downside is you can spend too much and not have enough left for fixed expenses. You can use your spending log to estimate an amount for your spending plan. Periodic expenses arise occasionally during the year, usually less than once a month. School fees and trip expenses are examples. The good news is that you don't have to deal with it every month. The bad news is when you do, it can totally blow your budget. Periodic or occasional expenses, auto repairs, car insurance, and prom. Car insurance is a periodic fixed expense if you pay it twice a year. You'll probably want to set aside a fixed amount each month so you have enough set aside when the bill is due. Prom is a periodic variable expense. You know when it is, but how much you spend is up to you. Variable occasional expenses like auto repairs are the hardest to plan for because you have no idea when and how much they'll be. The best approach is to create an emergency fund you regularly contribute a fixed dollar amount to. We'll talk more about that in the next section. Mike and Selena have listed the typical monthly expenses for their budgeting or for their spending logs in the following chart. So for cell phone, Michael $45, Selena $0, car insurance, Michael $70, Selena $0, food, Michael $120, Selena $60, gas, Michael $40, Selena $0, clothes, Michael $30, Selena $60, entertainment, Michael $100, Selena $40, personal care, Michael $5, Selena $10, and church, Michael $0, Selena $8. Michael's total monthly expenses is $410. His estimated income is $544. For Selena, her expenses are $178 and her estimated income is $160. Compare their total expenses with their estimated income. How are they doing? Will they be able to meet their savings goal along with paying their expenses? PYF for a VIPU. Often your bigger financial goals will involve things you can't afford to pay for all at once. So you'll need to add an expense to your spending plan to cover the amount you'll set aside as savings. Smart people know the secret to success. Successful savings is PYF, or pay yourself first. The very first thing you should do when you receive money is set aside a specific amount for your goals, aka PYF fund. Temporarily deposit the amount where you will not be tempted to spend the money for something other than your goals. Here are the advantages of doing that. It's likely you never even had the money, so you don't really miss it. You avoid taking on debt by saving in advance to pay later for a big ticket item. Reaching bigger financial goals is much easier when you regularly save small amounts. Your deposited amount can earn interest and grow while you wait. You should treat your PYF as a fixed expense so you gradually get closer to reaching your bigger goal. One specific type of PYF fund that's smart is having an emergency fund, because not every expense in your life can be predicted. At any time, you could lose your cell phone or you could experience something nasty, expensive surprise. Unexpected events are stressful enough without having to wonder if you have the money to be able to deal with it. So why not start paying yourself first today? Here's how you could do that. Each time you get your paid, save 10% to a savings account. That's just one dime for every dollar. Save a certain type of income. One teen saves all of the tips from her job at a frozen yogurt shop. If you're saving the specific purchase, see if you can put it on a layaway and make payments until it's paid in full. No matter how much or how often you're making money, you can always find a way to save. Now it's time to start putting it all together. Six steps to a winning spending plan. Imagine you're filling a bucket with rocks. You pour the little rocks in first and you place the bigger rocks inside. But you're running out of room before you get all the big ones in, so you pour them all out and start over again. This time, you put the big rocks in first and then pour in the little ones. What happens? The little rocks fill in the spaces around the big rocks and everything fits perfectly. This basically describes the approach you need to take with your money. Put your fixed expenses or big rocks into your income bucket first to make sure they're paid. Then pour in your variable and periodic expenses or pebbles. to fill the spaces until there's no more room. When you get to the point and you still have more pebbles, you either have to stop pouring, scoop out some of the pebbles to fit in others, or increase the size of your income bucket. You have a set SMART goal and analyze information such as your spending log before you create a plan. Then you have to implement the plan and monitor and modify it to make sure you stay on track. What you need to prepare for your spending plan, your SMART goal, and your spending log. So it's not so hard. Now let's dive into the specifics. These six steps are all it takes to plot your path to money mastery. Number one, decide the time frame for tracking your income and expenses. Will it be weekly, biweekly, or monthly? List your income, all the money you've received or know you have coming in during that time frame. It's helpful to break down income sources into categories such as work, allowance, and other, for such things as gifts or money you make from selling stuff. Then total all your income. Number three, use your spending log to create categories and predict amounts for each of your expenses. Everything you normally spend money on should have a category, as well as a financial goal you're working towards. Don't forget to include the PYF, then total your expenses. Number four, subtract your total expenses from your total income. If the result is a minus number, use the decide process to figure out which variable expenses adjust to make your income equal your expenses, or brainstorm ways to make more money to cover your shortfalls. If the result is a positive number, you may want to think about increasing your PYF amount so that you can reach your goals a little faster. Implement the plan. As you do that, notice the areas you have trouble with. Perhaps you run out of money for an expense early, or maybe you're not making your PYF payments consistently. Review and adjust the plan as needed. Do your amounts in each of your categories seem in line with your goals and values? Are you able to stick to your plan? Use your notes and tracking to see where you can improve your plan to make progress with your goals. We'll talk about this in the next section. The ways you can stick to this plan in the next section. Challenge 1-Z, my spending plan. Do you have to pay for regular expenses every month, a big purchase, or an upcoming event such as a class trip? Review your goals and spending log. Write up a spending plan so you can pay for the things you need and want. Look for examples in forms online to help you make your own spending plan. Tune-ups for your spending. Don't worry about getting your spending plan perfect the first time. The point is to create one and use it. You can always make adjustments as needed. The key is to update your spending plan regularly to keep pace with your changing income goals and spending habits. Cruise to the finish line. Once you've developed your plan, you've already put it into place. You're ready to put it into place. No one else can do that for you. Of course, knowing what you should do doesn't mean that actually doing it will be easy. The good news, we've got some tips and strategies to help you get rolling. The basics for maximizing your money comes down to cash flow. The money flowing into your pocket as income and flowing out as expenses and debts. It doesn't matter who you are or how much money you have. Maintaining a balanced cash flow is crucial. Even Oprah Winfrey has to plan ahead and set money aside to pay a big tax bill. Staying on course. All the planning in the world is useless unless you're committed to being responsible with your money. The sooner you choose to accept the responsibility, the sooner you feel more in control of your finances and your life. So how do you stay on track with your plan? Number one, use your spending log as an early warning system. Continue to keep track of what you spend, and you'll immediately see when you're starting to spin out of control in an area. Also, just having to record what you spend can help stop you from making a bunch of small, silly purchases. Number two, create an emergency fund, which will give you a money cushion when you're sideswiped by a big unplanned expense that might throw your budget off course. Number three, share your plan with others. Recruit a friend or family member to hold you accountable and ask you from time to time to see how your plan is going. Knowing that someone is going to check in with you will inspire you to keep following your plan. And number four, have a system to manage and track your money. Use a system that is convenient for you, such as the envelope system, weekly receipt tally, checking your account register, spending plan spreadsheet, or mobile recording application. Money 911. Sometimes the money runs out before the month does. When that happens, you have to look at how you can balance your income and expenses to make your budget work. You can balance out only two ways, increase your income or decrease your expenses. Of course, you're always free to do both. Get a bigger bucket. Remember that bucket of rocks? When you have too many expense rocks, one way to make them fit is to get a bigger income bucket. The most common way to increase your income is to get a job. If you have a job, you can try for a better paying one, or ask for a raise, or put in more work hours. Even busy teens can find ways to make extra cash these days. Consider this high school sophomore in Arizona. He plays varsity sports 6 months out of the year, but still finds time to help local business owners market on the internet and to flip cars he buys at a local government auction. Michael plans to ask for a raise at work, but he's also going to offer tech help to residents at a nearby retirement village. Selena is going to decorate photo frames with beads and sell them at an upcoming community yard sale. Activity 1.9, my income options. What are two ways you can realistically bring in more cash? Hint, think about skills or talents you have that other people might need or want. Plug your money leaks, excuse me. Ideally, your income bucket is built to hold your expense rocks. Unfortunately, most people have buckets with holes. Money constantly seeps out, so the bucket is empty when money is really needed. Michael realized he gets a parking ticket at school at least once a month. He knows it because he's often late and the student parking spaces are filled up. He decides he starts leaving for school 10 minutes earlier so that he can park legally and not get ticketed. Selena thought about the curling iron that never worked and the book she's bought that she's never read. She decides that in the future she will check reviews online before buying personal care appliances, and she's vowed not to buy more books until she reads the ones she has. Activity 1.10. My spending leaks. What about you? After looking at your spending logs, do you recognize any money leaks? If so, ask yourself these questions. What do I wish I'd done with that money instead? Will it take me longer to reach my financial goals now? How can I reduce the impact on my situation now? Return or sell the items, cancel the membership, etc. What will I do to keep from making the same mistakes again? If you can't undo what you did, don't beat yourself up about it. Everyone steps up sometimes. The most important thing is to plug the leaks and try not to make the same mistake again. 7 ways to strike back. One way to make your money go further is to fight back against all the sneaky ways the stores, shopping websites, and even restaurants lure you into spending more money with them. Here's how to make sure you're the one in the driver's seat. Number 1, plan for success. Decide how much you'll spend before you even leave home. Make a list of what you'll buy. Set a dollar amount and unexpected great deals and impulse purchases. Number 2, limit temptation. Pay with cash. Debit and credit cards make it easy to overspend. Counting cash out makes you automatically think, wow, is this really worth it to me? Number 3, research your bigger purchases. Read reviews in magazines or on reliable websites. Talk to knowledgeable people you trust. Compare prices by checking other sources and searching online. Taking a little time before buying can save you many dollars and regrets later. Number 4, think used instead of new. You can save a lot of money by buying gently used clothes, video games, DVDs, sporting goods, and books. Refurbished electronics typically look new and act new and often come with warranties. There are even websites for trading your books, games, DVDs with others. Number 5, look for discounts before you go. Look for coupons online and catalogs or in local newspapers. When you're in the store, ask a customer service counter about any sales specials or coupons. Number 6, don't shop when you're on top of the world or feeling blue. Whenever you're feeling up or really down, you're more likely to buy on a whim. Unfortunately, the feeling good effect of your purchases will likely wear off before you get home. Number 7, don't shop when you're dieting. Researchers have found there's a limit to the amount of self-control a person can manage in one day. So if you've been dieting, working too hard to have fun, or otherwise depriving yourself that day, you may be tapped out on your reserves of self-control. Stay home to prevent letting loose with impulsive purchases. Do you already take any of these smart shopping measures? Are there other things you can do to keep your spending in check? Check online for more money management tips. Adding it up. Michael and Selena feel pretty confident with their spending plans and strategies for making the most of their money. Michael is less stressed about his financial situation these days. He likes knowing that when he buys something, he has enough money. He's even convinced his younger sister to start saving her tips from the ice cream parlor job so that she can buy a TV she's been wanting for her room. Selena showed her dad her goals and spending plan. Every month when they make the trip to deposit her PYF money, they talk about how her plan is working for her. She's also noticed that he doesn't grill her anymore about when she comes home from shopping, a perk she didn't expect. How do you feel about the way you're managing your money now? Challenge 1-D, my action plan. To think about how well you manage your money now. What can you do to make improvements? The habits you have now will continue as you get older. The sooner you replace poor money management habits with sensible habits, the better off you will be when you become financially independent. I think I do a blank job of managing my money. What I do well? What I will do to improve? I will share more money management tips with the following people.